Welcome back to the National Defense. Nate Herron here in the studio, and we've got a special guest today. You know, the military, as long as there have been people fighting, people going out, there's been pinup girls, there's been centerfolds, there's been some things to take your mind off of the ins and outs, the doldrums, things that are depressing, and there's not necessarily always, and we are joined by a special guest today, and that is Lauren Anderson. She was formerly a Playboy playmate, a centerfold as well, was on the Girl Next Door, the search for a Playboy centerfold, and she is featured as one of the contributors for the premiere episode of season 2 of The Secrets of Playboy on A&E. Lauren, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Doing well. You know, this is an interesting cultural discussion, and certainly for someone in my position, it's much easier to say than someone who has gone through it. But give us kind of a synopsis of your history. You know, this is back in 2002, I believe, when you were the winner of that reality series. I mean, number one, you have to go on a reality show. Was that fun to be on a reality show?
It was scary. It was, you know, it was, I was in college at the time at the University of Florida studying to be a veterinarian. And so the thought of it was actually pretty scary, but more so just the thought of being in a house with 12 women all competing, that terrified me. Right. I wasn't like a sorority girl. And, but it was, once I got on it, you know, it was fun. It was an experience to remember. And that's why I ended up doing it, just because I knew it'd be a once in a lifetime experience.
Well, I seem to remember watching parts of that, and, you know, they tried to market it as this, you know, all these girls are all in the house together, and man, it's going to be sexy and wonderful. I mean, the claws were out. I mean, it wasn't it wasn't a game. It was pretty intense.
It was, you know, it was a competition, and if you're a competitor at all, which I am, I played sports. You know, once I was there, I wanted to win, and everybody else did too. So. It definitely became pretty catty at times, and but the name of the game.
Well, you know, they just had a big golf tournament out in California, and you know, all these huge mansions, and they didn't really mention much about the Playboy Mansion like they would have maybe even, I'd say, 5 years ago. And I remember back in January of last year when A&E had the first season of the Secrets of Playboy. I mean, that was pretty eye-opening. There were some, you know, some books out, some tell-alls from former playmates talking about Hugh Hefner and the culture that surrounded Playboy. And, you know, you had the magazine, which went away in 2020. They still have their digital footprint. But, you know, you don't see as many air fresheners hanging off of a rearview mirrors with the Playboy Bunny logo on it. When you see the Playboy Bunny logo now, what's your overwhelming feeling? What's your emotion that you registered? Do you feel anything, or is it something that's still difficult to deal with?
Well, I didn't have the same experience as the people in the first season. And again, I can't say what happened in the 60s and 70s and 80s. I wasn't there, but I was around from 2002 to 2012. And some of the things that were said were just not true. Mm-hmm. About the culture of Playboy. Playboy, you know, was not a cult. The girls were not playmates, were not pressured to sleep with Hef. In fact, we didn't. The only people that slept with Hef were his girlfriends, and they weren't playmates. They were just simply his girlfriends. So the first season was actually very upsetting for me, and from what I saw. And so that's why I wanted to do the second season, because I wanted to tell my truth. Mm-hmm. And show a different side of than what was portrayed in the first season. So when I see the bunny logo, I mean, I'm proud of it. I met my husband through Playboy. I'm very proud of what I've got, what I did with Playboy, and I'll always think about it in a positive light.
We are speaking with Lauren Anderson, the one of the contributors for the A&E series of season 2 of Secrets of Playboy. So that's interesting. And it's, you know, there's always two sides to a coin. Nothing's ever as bad as they make it out to be, but, you know, there was some, you hear about some of those stories, the fatalities, the, you know, wondering if you have suicides, that sort of thing. You know, you're a lover of animals. Clearly you were studying to become a veterinarian. You signed in with PETA back in 2007. I remember you handing out some vegetarian hot dogs out at, on Capitol Hill. Do you feel like the Playboy experience has... oh, the lettuce bikini, of course, which...
Yes.
I'm not sure they make lettuce large enough to make a swimsuit for me, but did you feel like that Playboy jumping off point allowed you to be a better advocate for animals?
Well, that was kind of the point for me. I was undergrad. I wasn't in vet school. I was an undergrad at Florida. And once I did Playboy, I kind of decided, although I also couldn't pass organic chemistry too, or calculus. So that was the other reason why I decided I was going to be done with college. Couldn't get past those two classes. But I just decided that I wanted to go a different route. And, it was, I'm glad that I did, because it definitely changed my life for the better, for sure. And I did the stuff with PETA, as much as I could. And so that was a big deal for me.
Well, that's good. So you say you met your husband, Go Rumble Ponies, right? So when you sat down with A&E, did you reach out to them to be a part of this because you wanted to tell your story? Had they asked you to be in the first season of this?
No, the second season had a new director, Dominique Hoffman, and she reached out to me, actually. And I think she reached out to most of the girls on the second season. And I was very hesitant at first because I was very vocal about being unhappy with what was portrayed in the first season.
Mm-hmm.
And, but she really convinced me it was important for her that our truth be told and that it not just be a bash session of Hef and Playboy. And I really liked her. So she, was the reason why I signed on. And I just felt like it was important for me to tell my story and my truth. And I know that's why some of the other girls signed on too. Because if you want to know the truth about something, you have to hear the entirety of the story. You can't just hear, a couple girls saying bad things, because that's not the truth for all of us.
Right. So do you feel like, because if you watch documentaries anymore with all the streaming services and whatnot, you can watch a documentary on, let's say, the Fyre Festival or American Gladiators, and they're different producers, different directors, talking about the same subject matter, but it's all like, are you guys even talking about the same thing? Season one, pretty dark. Do you feel like people right. that watch the first season are even going to recognize the second season, or is this something that's going to kind of be an aperitif for it? Or, I mean, what should viewers look to take away from watching season two of this? Of course, you can catch it on Monday nights on A&E, the first episode airing on July 10th at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Are they gonna think they're watching the same series when they see season two?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I think that if you want to, like I said, you want to know the truth, you have to be open-minded and listen to all the stories if you want to know the truth about something. Of course, you're going to get the people that are going to say, well, these girls on the first season, this is what they said happened, so this is what happened for everybody. And they might not watch it, and that'll be their thought in their head, and there's nothing you can do about people like that. But my hope is that if you watch it and you say to yourself, oh, well, maybe this happened to that person. I don't know. But this person and all these people, because I can tell you the vast majority of Playmates do not have the same experience as the girls in the first one. And again, one or two of them were his girlfriends. They weren't Playmates. So I don't know what went on in his bedroom. But, so I think that hopefully you're open-minded and you want to hear the other story. And we talk a lot about the negative aspects of Playboy because of society, because of the judgment that we had to deal with. So that was my negative part of Playboy came from the outside world. It didn't come from Playboy itself. It came from the judgment of people, people that I knew and society.
Well, that's interesting. I mean, you certainly played a large role in the sexual revolution in Western culture. And it's refreshing to hear the other side of the coin with this. So this is Lauren Anderson. She'll be one of the contributors for the premiere episode of season two of A&E's Secrets of Playboy. Thank you so much for joining us, Lauren.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll be right back on the National Defense.